January 12th.
That they may be one as we are one.
Jesus, Savior of the world, when you lived your life here on earth, you lived a life perfectly united with your Father, the Most High. To you, it was all about the relationship, your unity with your Father. You knew how much your Father loved you.
That they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me. May they be brought to complete unity, to let the world know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me.
Jesus, light of the world, just before you left this earth to be with the Father, you prayed the above prayer for me. You could have prayed for anything, but you prayed for that which was most important to you, my relationship with you and the Father, the unity. Precious Jesus, oftentimes the Father of lies tells me that the relationship with you and the perfect Father is not important, that it is senseless to pray, that it is senseless to seek unity. He would say things like, your Father does not really want a relationship with you. He is not going to answer you when you pray. You are just wasting your time. To one of my friends, the enemy said, you have no favor with God. To another friend, God has brought you to this earth to punish you. He does not even like you. Jesus, I will resist the father of lies by turning my negative thoughts over to you. He will try anything to keep me from having a relationship with you and the Father. But I will build a relationship with you. I will spend time with you. I will talk to you. And I will remain quiet in your presence so I can hear you tell me how much you love me. So I can hear the Father tell me how much he values me. That he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds, that he understands me, that he takes pleasure in those whose hope is in him.
But there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding.
I love you, Jesus.